USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as suspicious devices have been found at several well-known locations, including at the Time Warner building in New York City, which is home to CNN and is currently being evacuated. This as the Secret Service confirms that potential explosive devices were also mailed to the residences of former President Obama and to Hillary Clinton, and there's a report a similar device was mailed to the White House. Michael Balboni is the former New York State Homeland Security Chief.
You know, if it's media outlets and it's individuals of high profile, then obviously this is a concerted effort to do a wide-based distribution of these devices.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders describes the suspicious packages as despicable in a just-released statement. She also calls the perpetrators cowards. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
More now on the discovery of suspicious packages which have led to scares in more than one city as they've turned up at the White House, also at residences belonging to former President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and now the Time Warner building, which is home to CNN in New York City, is also under evacuation because of a potentially explosive device that was found there. In a statement, White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders condemns these terrorizing acts and calls the perpetrators of them cowards. Sanders says a full-scale criminal investigation is already underway. The former President Obama and his wife Michelle live in Washington, and that's where another device turned up at their residence. Hillary Clinton and former President Bill Clinton's residence in New York, or just north of New York, is another scene of a suspicious device. The former presidents and first ladies don't handle mail before it's inspected by the Secret Service, so nobody has been injured. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
NBC News host Megyn Kelly is now apologizing for some comments she made about blackface. Kelly making the comments during a segment on Megyn Kelly Today yesterday morning on NBC, and the comments immediately drew widespread criticism on social media. Here's a portion of them.
What is racist? Because so truly, you do get in trouble if you are a white person who puts on blackface for Halloween, or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. Back when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as like a character.
The network later releasing an email from Kelly, who says she now realizes, quote, that such behavior is indeed wrong and that she's sorry. Kelly addressing the email to colleagues, saying that she had taken the time to listen to other points of view on that topic. Today is World Polio Day. It's a day to honor and remember the man who helped to virtually eradicate that crippling disease, Dr. Jonas Salk, who invented the polio vaccine, first used in 1955. According to the World Health Organization, polio has now been reduced worldwide by 99%. And Yahoo is now agreeing to pay $50 million in a settlement over a data breach in 2013. The company says it will also offer 2 years of credit protection and monitoring to the 200 million Americans and Israelis who were affected by it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.